Business Choices with Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me. Today, we're going to continue with our series we've been doing on what to do when the doctor says you have cancer. When the doctor says you have cancer, the scary, scary time when someone says that to you. I mean, that word with the big C on it has always been a scary word to most of us. And so we've been talking this week about making choices, making better choices, choices for your life, choices for your treatment, and choices for your style of living and the things that you could do to make yourself better and happier. And this morning we're continuing on with that. We're talking about reprogramming your mind. And it is so important, especially when we're sick, to reprogram our mind, because when we got sick, it was because something wasn't right in our lives. And whatever that something was, it caused us to have stress. It is a well-known fact that high levels of stress hormones suppress the immune system and inhibit the body's ability to defend and repair itself. In fact, did you know that many cancer centers and hospitals are now offering stress reduction therapy and right along with the conventional medical treatment for cancer patients? So things like meditation, visualization, yoga, and other relaxation techniques. I saw a call coming in and it sort of distracted me for just a minute there, so sorry about that. I'm going to try to answer that call and answer those questions and see if I can get back to you and to that caller. So we got sick because something wasn't right, and now we're talking about how we need to practice things like meditation, visualization, yoga, and other relaxation techniques, because these are being recommended by some of the biggest medical treatment centers in the country now as ways to boost the immune system and assist in fighting cancer. And you can enhance your immune system even if you don't have cancer. You might want to enhance your immune system anyway, because all of us need to stay healthy. We want to keep our immune systems up so we don't get cold, we don't catch viruses, we don't get any of the diseases that are out there today. So you can enhance that immune system by doing things that make you happy. Yeah, that make you happy. And eliminate things that make you unhappy. Now, it sounds simple enough, but it's just not that easy. Simple enough, but just not that easy. The first thing I'm going to talk to you about today is how do you talk to yourself, consciously or unconsciously. You know, to some degree or another, most of us talk to ourselves in a very negative fashion, and we need to change that. We need to be more positive. I think the statistics tell us that we hear about 5 negative statements per hour minimum in the average workplace, and that about 70% of the negativity that you and I hear every day comes out of our own mouths. So let's think about that, because many of us talk to ourselves worse than we would ever talk to someone else. We complain about our hair, our bodies, our clothing, our kids, our spouses, our other relatives, the food that we're getting to eat in certain restaurants, or even at home if we don't like the food at home. I know sometimes I cook something, it doesn't come out so great. The traffic, we complain about the weather, we complain about a multitude of things. So one of the things we want to take a look at is taking control of what we say and thinking before we speak to eliminate negative statements from our dialogue. Don't talk about sickness or how bad you feel. I mean, even if you feel bad, don't talk about it. Concentrate on your health. Concentrate on what felt good today, because remember, what we focus on is what we get. So we want to stay positive and use affirmations. Now, what's an affirmation? An affirmation is a positive statement said in the present tense that we repeat to ourselves in order to bring our minds to a state of consciousness where it accepts what it is that it's being told. And to affirm means to make firm. So what we're trying to do is make firm the loving, healing, and positive thoughts that you have about yourself and your life. Affirmations usually begin with the words, I am, and they're always stated in the present tense. So you claim what you want as though you already have it. I am healthy and happy. You don't say things like, I don't want to be sick, because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined, and it only knows what you tell it. So you tell it, I am happy and healthy. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between do and don't. So if you say, I don't want to be sick, what your mind is concentrating on is the word sick. So you have to concentrate on, I want to be well. I am well. I am happy. I am healthy. And so that you say the affirmations, you make it firm that you're happy and you're healthy. And I know it's hard to do when you're not feeling good, but you don't want to say things like, I'm sick, because when you hear that little voice inside of your head saying something too negative to you, you've got to talk back to it. You've got to say, thank you for sharing, now go away. Then say something you know to be true about yourself. I am happy and healthy. The Roman philosopher Marcus Aurelius once said, your life is what your thoughts make it. This is so true. This is so true. That's why it is mandatory for you to control your thoughts. Your life is what your thoughts make it. Control your thoughts, especially when you've been diagnosed with a life-threatening disease. You see, our thoughts create pictures in our minds, and these pictures evoke feelings and emotions. Negative pictures evoke negative feelings and emotions, reminding us of all our disappointments and our hurts. And before long, they become so vivid, we relive that pain and believe we got what we deserved. We may even believe we deserve to be sick. So what you want to do is create a mental picture of yourself as a healthy, happy person. Look at all the good traits and characteristics you have. Tell yourself all the good things you want to hear and need to hear. Whatever you tell yourself will determine your self-image. And that's why it's important to talk to yourself with love, kindness, and caring. What you believe to be true about yourself is what you make happen in your life. You view the world through your belief system. And since beliefs are usually formed as a result of what someone else told us about ourselves, about our intelligence, about our health, our diets, our possibilities, and our circumstances, we've learned to see the world through what we were taught by other people. Don't you think it's time that you take responsibility and take charge of your own beliefs? Your self-concept is what determines your performance, and you will always take the action that is consistent with your self-concept. You've got to take the action that you want, so you've got to build your self-concept up. I couldn't get that caller through. My goodness. Okay, well, hopefully they'll call back and we'll get to talk to them soon. And if you decide that you'd like to give me a call, you just go right ahead. I'm at area code 917-889-7851. I'm on the air now. 917-889-7851. We're talking about overcoming cancer and some of the things that we can do and what to do when the doctor says you have cancer. You see, the only way you will change your outcome is to change the way you think. Your thoughts create your feelings direct your behavior brings about your results, and you're not going to have different results in your life until you change your thinking. That's why we talk about using affirmations. Because with affirmations, you gain the courage to do the things you'd like to do. And that will increase your passion for life. And even, it'll help you take control of your emotions and your health. Now, you must repeat your affirmations regularly for a period of no less than 21 days in order to override the belief system you now have in place. So get started now. I am happy and healthy. Say it every day, over and over, for 21 days, and all of a sudden, you know what? you'll start to believe it and you'll start being happier and healthier. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I knew I had to live. I had things to do and people who depended on me. I wanted to live and I was willing to do whatever it took to live a healthy life. Now, how badly do you want to live a healthy life? Are you willing to do the work that's needed? Once you come to terms with the depth of your desires and you've clarified your goals, it will be time to take action. And right now, you must sell yourself on the idea that you can and will make it happen. Reprogram your mind through your self-talk. Tell yourself something along the lines of, I have the ability to get the information and knowledge I need. Or, every day in every way, I am getting healthier and healthier. Remember, repeat your statement a minimum of 2 times a day for 21 days. I sometimes repeat mine 7 or 8 times a day. Also, I write mine on post-it notes and put them where I'll see them, the car visor, the refrigerator, the bathroom mirror, and in my wallet. So I believe you should do that. Put them everywhere where you can see them so that every time you see it, you read it again. And you might as well just go ahead and read it out loud because that's you repeating that statement and reprogramming the mind. Now, be sure to write out your affirmation statements before you start repeating them because then you can be sure that you have your self-talk worded in the best possible way for programming your mind for a successful outcome. When you're writing these affirmations, emphasize gain rather than loss. Don't describe what you don't want. Instead, focus on what you do want. Write the statement so it creates a positive picture in your mind. I am healthy and happy. Phrase it as though you are already there. Don't say, I'm going to be happy and healthy, because when you say, I'm going to, it puts the action out in the future somewhere. So make your affirmations short and easy to understand. Carry them with you. Read them over and over. If you repeat them enough, you will eventually believe them. Now, Robert Collier, one of our country's original self-help gurus, once said, any thought that is passed on to the subconscious often enough and convincingly enough is finally accepted. And in his book, The Magic of Believing, Claude Bristol tells us, this subtle force of repeated suggestion overcomes reason. It acts directly on our emotions and our feelings and finally penetrates to the very depths of our subconscious minds. It's the repeated suggestion that makes you believe, that makes you believe. So begin each day with your affirmations. Begin each day. Right after you wake up, in a very quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed, clear your mind. And you can do this by thinking of some place you love to spend time, or a restful scene like green hills, where you can hear a babbling brook running by. Then think about all the things you have to be grateful for. Your family, adequate food and shelter, freedom, the right to choose. Remind yourself of the successes you've had in life, the big ones and the little ones. Remind yourself of the obstacles you've overcome and the love you've shared. And think about the strengths and characteristics that make you who you are. Then tell yourself you will reach your next goal. Every morning, just after prayer, I do my affirmations. On the days I was working to overcome the cancer, my affirmations often sounded like this. I am alive and well. I am healing fully and naturally. I am stronger. I am better. I am doing all the right things. I am eating healthy foods and exercising. I am grateful for so much. I am loved. With God, all things are possible. Together, we can do this. We are doing this. Now, if you would like to use mine, I can send it to you if you didn't catch it all right today. I'm happy to send it to you. So just email me, judy@judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And I'll be happy to send you that affirmation if you'd like to have it. Because you're welcome to use it. I want you to use anything that's going to help make you well. I want you to also say your affirmations every night right before you go to sleep. And say them to yourself any time you hear yourself or someone else saying a negative statement. Repeat that affirmation. And anytime you have doubts about achieving what it is you want, anytime you start to feel depressed or negative, do it again. It's not possible to think two thoughts at the same time. So if you find yourself thinking a negative thought, change it. Change it to something positive. Change it to your affirmation. And then review your accomplishments, your strengths, and your blessings. This app will actually push the negativity out of your mind. And once something is recorded in the subconscious, it'll stay there, replaying itself over and over until you choose to displace it and diligently work to do so. Every statement you make to yourself has an effect on your subconscious mind. So be very careful about what you say. This is Judy Mario. You are listening to Choices. And you can learn more about me and the products I offer, which can help you make your life even more successful, if you just go to www.judymario.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And while you're there, you might want to sign up for my free newsletter I send out every month. Be happy to send it to you. And check out the link to Choices Magazine. We put the magazine out 4 times a year. We have some fabulous writers that write wonderful articles in the magazine. We do interviews with some really interesting people from around the world. So check out Choices Magazine at the same time while you're over there at judymario.com. Another technique I want you to think about while you're reprogramming your mind is the technique of meditation. Meditation is a state of focused attention through which we emerge into an ever-increasingly clear awareness of reality. And there are many different types of meditation, breath control, observation, imagery, mantras. For me, meditation means I'm simply stopping my awareness of the world for the moment. My mind has a hard time stopping. I don't know if you have this problem, but I try to get quiet and stop thinking, and for some reason, my mind just constantly thinks and jumps from one thought to the next. And in the beginning, when I tried not to think, I would think about why I wasn't able to not think. If this happens to you, just remember, it's okay. Just label your thoughts. When you have a thought, put it in a category. And before long, you'll see which thoughts you care to continue with and which ones you want to eliminate. It will be almost as if you were watching a movie, and after a while, you'll get tired of the reruns and come to a place of silence and light. And this is such an awesome place to be. Well, in my book, Overcoming Cancer, A Journey of Faith, there is a quick guide in meditation for your use in the appendix of the book. I can't do it here on the radio with you because if you're driving or if you're doing something important, I don't want you to get too comfortable. So go and get the book, get the copy of the book, Overcoming Cancer, A Journey of Faith. You can find that at my website, judymorio.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Also, let's use visualization to make the kinds of things happen in our life that we want. Visualization is imagining the outcome of something. What do you want your future to be? Happy and healthy, right? Now, many of us used this skill when we were children. I've used it throughout my life, especially during the cancer period. And you can use the same skill today. Imagine yourself being the healthy, happy person you want to become. Shakespeare said, assume a virtue if you have it not. In other words, act the part. Oh, sure, you say, that sounds easy. Who are you kidding, Judy? I can just hear you. But I'm not kidding. The subconscious part of our mind causes us to feel and act in agreement with what we imagine to be true about ourselves and about our environment. And when we realize our behaviors are a result of the images and beliefs our minds create, we free ourselves to use our imagination as though our thoughts are reality. If we see ourselves performing in a certain way, our subconscious mind perceives we're actually performing it that way. As I mentioned before, the subconscious doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. It only knows what we tell it. So we can think ourselves into health, success, and prosperity by concentrating on the good we have now and focusing on a positive future. Whatever thoughts you hold in your conscious mind, gaze the aggression to your subconscious. Whatever you impress in your subconscious mind will be what you experience in your life. William James, the father of American psychology, said, "The power to move the world is in your subconscious mind." Wow, if only we would all get that. The power to move the world is in your subconscious mind. My mother sort of taught it to me when I was a child. I didn't think about it this way at the time, but when I was a young girl, my mom taught me to sew. And what we would do is go to the fabric store and get a picture from a pattern book of a garment that I'd like to have, and then we'd buy the pattern and read the instructions on the back to see how much fabric it would take to make this particular garment. And then we would go to the store and select the fabric and some trim, such as lace or ribbon, buttons, thread, zippers. And I would get so excited. I could see that garment made with that fabric before it was even cut out. I could see me wearing it and how happy I was going to be. And then we would go home and lay the pattern on the fabric, pin the pattern down, cut out the fabric, pin it together, and sew it up. And in hardly any time at all, I would have a new dress. In fact, the more excited I got about it, the sooner the dress would get finished. And now I realize that that's how visualization works in our lives. First, we get the picture in our mind. We get clear on the outcome we want. We vividly imagine it. Imagine how you're going to look, how you're going to feel, what supplies or resources you will need to have, and what lifestyle changes you will make. And you must be able to see it in your mind in complete detail and feel it in your very being. If you will consciously hold this picture in your mind, the imagination, which is based there in the subconscious part of your mind, will start working on the how-to part. I mean, you don't even have to do it. The subconscious mind does it. It starts working on the how-to part of the equation, and it brings you to a logical approach for making that picture become a reality. And once you have the vision, you are ready to start making your action plans. Explore your possibilities and set your goals. Now, whether it is a creative endeavor like sewing or a stressful event in life like being diagnosed with cancer, you can prepare yourself for it by imagining the scenario and seeing the outcome the way you want it to be. See the outcome the way you want it to be. Imagine what it will be like to be well and happy. Imagine what you will do when the doctor says you are cancer-free. See, you are conditioning your mind, which causes the rest of you to act confidently in this particular situation. If you allow yourself to imagine what it will be like to be sick, how you will feel when you lose your hair, and how you're going to die, then that is exactly what's going to happen. Your imagination is where your creativity begins. And when we imagine something, we can actually cause it to become reality. It is an idea, and then we start to think of it as a possibility. You've seen science fiction movies that have thoughts so far out there, no one would ever believe they could be real. Yet within a few years, science fiction became science fact. Those scenarios became reality. Man orbited the Earth and subsequently walked and even played golf on the moon. Decide what you want to do. Believe you can do it. Make a plan of how you will do it, and then act on your plan. Marcus Aurelius, the philosopher of, I believe he was from Rome, but he was a very, very great philosopher, said, "If the mind of man can conceive an idea and believe it, the man can achieve it." If we can create the image in our minds, we can produce the physical manifestation in our lives, even if such an image has never existed before. When you visualize something, you are establishing new patterns in your brain, the same as if you were actually doing what you are visualizing. You are directing your brain to give the results you want to achieve. When you plan your new healthy life, it works the same way. You are visualizing each day. As you go through your activities, you may have to adjust and modify your actions in order to achieve the results you want. Imagine every detail of your new healthier life. Many people use their imaginations in the opposite way. Unsuccessful people are usually unmotivated and unexcited about where they are going. It doesn't really matter what happens. Their minds are conjuring up all the things that can go wrong, won't happen, or will disappoint them. There are even some of you who are thinking as you read this, oh, what a bunch of bunk. And as you hear me talk about this, you're thinking, oh, what a bunch of bunk. This stuff doesn't even work. If those are your thoughts, guess what? That's what will be true for you. And that proves it works. You'll think it won't work, and so it won't. You get what you think. My suggestion to you is this. Just try it. You have nothing to lose by trying it, and a whole new healthy life to gain. Don't buy into negativity. Get rid of your mental limitations. You can do it simply by imagining and focusing on what it is that you do want instead of what you don't want. Whatever you focus on is what you get. Remember, if you focus on what you don't want, you'll get that just as surely as if you focus on what you want. The subconscious part of your mind ignores the words not and don't and translates the message the same as if you had asked for what you don't want. So if you say, I'm not going to be sick, the subconscious mind hears, I'm going to be sick. And it directs your conscious mind to do exactly that. Instead, you say, I am well and happy, or every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Remember this, miracles do happen. Miracles happen if you believe they will. I know. I've experienced them. I am well, and I am happy, and I intend to stay that way. And when I go for my bi-monthly blood test, my oncologist often says, well, here's our miracle lady. And how are you today, miracle lady? And sometimes he says, I'm so proud of you. That makes me feel really, really good. Because he and I know what we went through to get me to this side. What we went through to make sure that I was happy and healthy throughout my cancer journey. And you know, when I refused to do the radiation and chemo, he was very, very upset. And he said to me, I'm going to monitor your blood seriously. I'm going to monitor your blood fiercely. And so for him to say to me at this time, I'm so proud of you. How's our miracle lady today? I can't help but be proud of myself. You see, we all visualize often. We consider the future and we envision something, and it's either positive or it's negative. And our problems occur when we negatively visualize, imagining a future of lack and loneliness and despair. So I want you to take a moment and visualize a positive outcome. Imagine yourself healed, happily alive, thriving, loving, and being loved. Use as many of your senses as you can. See, feel, hear, taste, and smell your happy, healthy future. It will help you if you'll cut out words and pictures of all the things you want to be and do and have, such as a healthy body, and paste those words and pictures in a journal or on a big piece of construction paper and tack it on the wall where you can see it every day. It's called a vision board. I put mine in my journal because I look in that book every day. You may need to start your visualization exercises slowly, a minute or so at first, and that's okay. Then build visualization by visualization, day by day, imagining your positive future for longer and longer periods of time. And soon your present will be the positive future you are imagining now. Soon, your life will be the positive future that you are holding in your mind, that you are visualizing, and that you are seeing. And the most important thing I want you to remember is that you are more than enough.